This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Children ages 5 to 11 were approved to receive a specialized Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine formulated for children last week. 8-year-old David James got his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine over the weekend at a clinic in Colorado Springs. He was really excited.
It's because it helps my body build the army that can protect me from getting COVID.
David was joined by his older sister, younger brother, and parents. Kids generally have milder symptoms than adults, but there is a growing number of children in the hospital. People under the age of 18 make up 25% of COVID-19 cases in Colorado. A pair of spotted hyenas at the Denver Zoo have tested positive for COVID-19. They're believed to be the first hyenas in the world with confirmed cases. The National Veterinary Services Laboratory says it tested samples from a variety of animals at the zoo after several lions tested positive for the coronavirus. The hyenas are experiencing mild symptoms. 11 lions and 2 tigers at the zoo also recently tested positive for the virus. Colorado's newest wind farm is officially open on the Eastern Plains. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Count it down from 5. Here we go. 5.
That's the sound of an official ribbon cutting for the new Nyaw Wind Energy Center, located near Sterling. The project includes 75 wind turbines. It's a joint venture between NextEra Energy, a Florida-based energy company, and Tri-State Generation and Transmission, a power supplier for local energy co-ops. Some of those co-ops have threatened in the past to break away from the company because it hadn't embraced cheaper renewable power. The wind farm is an attempt to shift gears. Between now and 2023, Tri-State is planning to finish 5 more major wind and solar projects across Colorado. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.